Hello, everyone. It is indeed a great pleasure to have this chance to address such a large audience this evening. I'm Pierre Chabreau from the University of Marseille. At the moment, I'm carrying out research in Senegal for the United Nations as part of a project to increase world food production. Before I get on to what exactly we did in our research, I would like to explain briefly the purpose behind it. Quite simply, my subject is rice. As you all know, rice is the main food for millions of people in the world. So if rice crops fail, millions of people starve and die. And they do fail, very often through disease. Now, what my colleagues and I have been doing out in the field in Senegal, as well as in the university laboratories, is to try to produce a disease-resisting variety of rice, a particular kind of rice which will resist disease, in other words, a stronger type of rice. Hello, everyone. It is indeed a great pleasure to have this chance to address such a large audience this evening. I'm Pierre Chabreau from the University of Marseille. At the moment, I'm carrying out research in Senegal for the United Nations as part of a project to increase world food production. Before I get on to what exactly we did in our research, I would like to explain briefly the purpose behind it. Quite simply, my subject is rice. As you all know, rice is the main food for millions of people in the world. So if rice crops fail, millions of people starve and die. And they do fail, very often through disease. Now, what my colleagues and I have been doing out in the field in Senegal, as well as in the university laboratories, is to try to produce a disease-resisting variety of rice, a particular kind of rice which will resist disease, in other words, a stronger type of rice.